And we have this breaking sports news. The National Football League reports that former Commissioner Paul Tagliabue has vacated all discipline against players in the Saints bounties case. You may recall this case and the fact that Commissioner Roger Goodell passed this on to the former commissioner to examine and come to a conclusion. And again, it looks like Paul Tagliabue has vacated all discipline against players in the Saints bounties case. We'll tell you more as we have more details and should have more for you in our NPR newscast at the top of the hour. It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. A federal appeals court has struck down a ban on carrying concealed weapons in Illinois, where carrying concealed weapons is entirely illegal. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals says state lawmakers have 180 days to write a new law that legalizes concealed carry. The National Rifle Association's Todd Vandermeid says the ruling is a win for gun owners in the state.
Well, I think it's good because it explains that, you know, your rights are not limited to the four corners of your home. Just as the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment are not limited to the four corners of your home, neither is the Second Amendment.
The ruling stems from a lawsuit filed by former corrections officer Michael Moore of Champaign, farmer Charles Hooks of Percy in southeastern Illinois, and the Bellevue, Washington-based Second Amendment Foundation. The Illinois Attorney General's office is reviewing the ruling and says it will issue a comment later today. The leader of the Illinois State Rifle Association is also praising the court decision. Richard Pearson says a bill has already been written by State Representative Brandon Phelps of Harrisburg that includes provisions for background checks, field provisions, and other issues. He says lawmakers could consider it in January if they wanted to. Phelps says the appeals court action means Christmas came early for law-abiding gun owners. A call seeking comment from the Illinois Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence was not immediately returned. Illinois State Representative LaShawn Ford has pleaded not guilty to bank fraud and other federal charges. The Chicago Democrats accused of fraudulently obtaining a $500,000 increase and a two-year extension on a line of credit from a Chicago bank. Authorities allege he used the money for personal expenses instead of putting it toward work related to his real estate business. Defense Attorney Thomas Durkin says the charges are unfounded and have nothing to do with Ford's public office, and he's questioning the motives of authorities who brought the charges. Ford has said he did not break the law. His supporters cheered him as he left the courthouse today. A Chicago man convicted in a plot to become a suicide bomber for Al-Qaeda will be sentenced this afternoon in Chicago. Shakir Masri pleaded guilty in July to a charge that he tried to aid a terrorist group by providing material support and resources to the terrorist organization. He was arrested in 2010. Prosecutors have asked the judge to sentence Masri to more than 9 years in prison. Masri was born in Alabama and lived abroad before returning to the U.S. when he was 18. For years, the DeWitt County Board has reviewed proposals through a committee system, but no longer. County Board members voted 7-4 last week to do away with committees and look at proposals through meetings of the full board. The change was the idea of reform members of the County Board, including new member George Wissmiller. He says that in the past, County Board members had gotten into the habit of rubber stamping committee proposals because they trusted the committee chairs. But Wissmiller, a retired police officer, says that meant the full board often made decisions without knowing all the facts.
There's a term in law enforcement called hearsay. Under the old system, we were getting everything secondhand. We were getting everything relayed through a committee head, and I would rather actually hear the department heads, hear the vendors, hear the firsthand information.
Wissmiller says the DeWitt County Board will now meet 3 times a month, with the first 2 meetings serving as committee of the whole sessions. However, final action on a proposal will be possible at any meeting. That means staff from county departments may have to be present at all county board meetings. DeWitt County State's Attorney Carl Koritz has raised concern about the extra workload, but Wissmiller dismisses the complaint, saying Koritz draws a good salary and should be able to attend 3 meetings a month. A Jacksonville, Illinois alderman has been chosen to replace a Central Illinois Republican state lawmaker who has stepped down after more than a decade in office. GOP county heads from the current 97th House District and the new 100th House District picked 33-year-old C.D. Davidsmeyer to succeed State Representative Jim Watson. Watson announced last month he was resigning to become the Illinois Petroleum Council's executive director. The district includes Morgan, Calhoun, Green, Jersey, Macoupin, Madison, and Pike counties. Davidsmeyer is scheduled to be sworn in tomorrow. He will fill out Watson's current term and serve a 2-year term that begins next month. 9 companies are promising to bring more than 2,500 new jobs to the state of Indiana within the next 6 years by locating or expanding operations in the state. Governor Mitch Daniels joined executives from the companies for today's announcement at his statehouse office. He says the companies, ranging from Indianapolis-based Angie's List to an Arizona-based food maker, expect to hire 2,550 new workers by the end of 2018. Under new lunch menu guidelines released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, school districts can now offer more grains and meat in a child's meal. The USDA requires schools to offer vegetables, fruits, dairy, proteins, and grains for students, but those serving sizes can vary for different grade levels. Danville Schools Food Services Director Greg Lazell says being able to provide more grains for elementary school students will allow him to offer more choices and hopefully cut down on unfinished food being tossed out.
You know, we offer the kids a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a turkey sandwich at the elementary level. We have one entree. Just as a, you know, if you don't like what we're having, these are the other options available. Well, we couldn't do that under the current guidelines. So that's where it's going to be nice at the elementary level to be able to offer more options.
Broader calorie limits set by the USDA will continue to remain in place in school lunches. For over a decade, the University of Illinois has offered alcohol awareness programs and speakers for its athletes. But in the aftermath of this past weekend's fatal crash involving two former student athletes, one of its administrators says they are constantly being evaluated. Dallas Cowboys player Jerry Brown died this weekend, and Cowboys and Illini teammate Josh Brent is charged with intoxication manslaughter in connection to Saturday's accident. Kathy Kaler is the Life Skills Program Coordinator at the U of I's Irwin Academic Services Center. She says one such lesson taught to about 100 team leaders put student athletes through various scenarios.
In athletics, we're always talking often with our teams. They're spotting people in the weight room, and we kind of talk with them about being a spotter to their teammates when, you know they could be headed down the wrong path.
The Life Skills Program was based on an NCAA model known originally as CHAMPS for challenging athletes' minds for personal success. Freshman athletes are first exposed to these ideas in CHAMPS 101, not only in alcohol awareness, but areas like time management, study skills, and sexual responsibility. Rockford Memorial Hospital officials say two nurses and the pilot were killed in the crash of a medical helicopter last night in Rochelle. The hospital calls pilot Andy Olson and flight nurses Karen Hollis and Jim Dillo heroes who dedicated their careers to serving others. They were flying to pick up a patient in Mendota when their helicopter crashed. In sports, in the NBA, the Chicago Bulls host the LA Clippers tonight at 8:30. In college basketball, the Illini are at home against Norfolk State at 7 o'clock. You can find more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.